Happier Happy Hour, it rolls on. And I'm joined right now live via phone by a fine guest. He's the Pumpkin King. He is Gordy Kopke from Kopke's Greenhouses. Gordy, welcome back, man. Happy October to you, my friend.
Yeah, October is upon us already, although it feels like July.
It does. The weather, beautiful. Gordy, I like a little Indian summer, but let me ask you. You told me earlier this week it's pumpkin weekend. Gordy, you got the goods, man. People come out there. You better have the pumpkins.
Oh, we got the pumpkins. All shapes, sizes, colors. It's amazing. People will be absolutely dazzled by the array that we've got.
Now, I know you talk about the bumpy ones, the pumpkins that have the, let's call them the warts on them, the witchy sort of pumpkins.
The warty gordies, we call them.
The warty gordies. And Gordy, that's been named after you by your colleagues. Do I get that part right?
Yeah, they do have another name, but they're soon to...
Gordy, we've got one, a warty gordy of sorts right in my lobby here at Devil Radio. What about the mums for mom? My friend Luke came down and bought his mom some mums, and I better get my ass down there soon and get something for my wife. But you still got a good selection of mums going on this weekend, Gordy?
You know,
Oh, no, Gordy. Gordy, come out of the greenhouse, man. Gordy, I'm losing you. Try talking one more time. I can hear you now. Did you come out of the greenhouse? Tell me about the mums, Gordy.
Oh, we got a great selection of mums. We got the late crop that are just starting to come out and they're staged and they're planting. So we have about, 300 left. So if you want the best of the selection, get out here early.
Get out to Gordy Kopke's Greenhouses. Gordy, where's the greenhouse at? Where can people find you?
We're on a farm 2 miles northeast of Oregon in the town of Dunn. We're on Sand Hill Road across Highway B. We're 1.5 miles south of Highway B.
And Gordy, any sort of fall traditional activities? Is it just the mums and the pumpkins, or you got stuff to do out there?
Well, we do have a sandbox for the kids, but most of our shoppers, they are into just getting their mums and their pumpkins. And we've talked about getting into the more entertainment business, but right now we just deal with the hard goods.
Gordy, if you need any tips in the entertainment business, I think I know a guy. Gordy, any other thoughts, man? Your phone line hasn't been great. I don't want to punish people, but I want you to get all your thoughts out. Any other thoughts for the people, Gordy?
Nope, just come on out, folks. It's real easy to stop by the box store and get stuff, but they're not your progressive kind of people, the people that own the box store. So come on out and support a progressive farmer here in the town of Dunn, and we'll be happy and you'll be happy.
Gordy, I'm already a little happier, man. Thanks for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope all the fair listeners of this radio station go out and buy their mums and get their pumpkins from Kopke's Greenhouse. Give them the address again, Gordy.
It's 1828 Sand Hill Road, and you can GPS that on the Oregon.
Well, it's
O-R-E-G-O-N.
It's certainly worth a Google. Gordy, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome. You too.
Fancy Brian, Gordy obviously getting a little work done out on the farm this afternoon. And, you better be nice. Better get mom some mums.
Yeah, and also I recommend if you're going to get a pumpkin this time, the pumpkin you get now, that's the one you paint on the outside. This is the decorative pumpkin time, because once you cut that thing open, you got about a 2-week waiting period.
The carver. Once you carved it.
Yeah. Unless you want to carve a couple, which my daughter likes to do. She's an artist.
I always like to do a politically themed pumpkin. I've done Scotty Wanker, with sort of the Marty Feldman eye.
Nice.
I did the Trumpkin. I've done the Trumpkin before.
Darby made a Coraline pumpkin last year. It was really cool. There's a animated Coraline.
I thought this was like some sort of coral line.
No, like a Coraline.
Yeah.
She made the pumpkin. She painted it looking like Coraline with the hair and everything, and turned out beautifully. And that was one of the first batch of pumpkins we got. She painted one of them, and that kind of lined our walkway up, but then afterwards we had the carving one, which, you know, it lasted a good week or so, but, you know, hey. Also, folks, later on, if you're I'm told by a lot of environmental folks that instead of, you know, throwing your pumpkins out, to kind of smash it open and leave it out in a field for, you know, deer and things like that and local
squirrels
wildlife to eat them.
Yeah. They do. And then my dogs chase the squirrels, and I get to witness the circle of life.
That's not a squeak toy.
844-967-2789. Go out and see Gordy Kopke. Buy some mums for mom or anyone that likes mums and the pumpkins, of course. And just tell them the devil's advocate sent you. But beyond that, Fancy Brian, I don't know if you saw, there was kind of a big intercongressional baseball game. You see that?
I heard about that. Democrats played close.
The Republicans. It was something of a decent game, my understanding. But the end of the game, the final score, let me share a bit of this with you. Lawmakers in D.C. took a break from Capitol Hill on Wednesday for the annual congressional softball game. The first game since 2019 due to the coronavirus pandemic was won by the Republicans 13-12. It was a barn burner. During the game, Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen talking on the phone to in the Democratic dugout as Congress rushes to pass a stopgap government financing bill. They got that part done. The Build Back Better plan, well, they're still working on that. But here's the part I liked. Where is it? Rep. Rokana used the fact that Democrats lost to ridicule the Trump-supporting Republicans who have denied the 2020 results and pushed voter suppression bills. Here's what he said. I don't care if the scoreboard said Republicans 13, Democrats 12. Democrats won! The Republicans stole the game! I demand a recount! I want an audit! Democrats must introduce new rules to make sure it more difficult for Republicans to hit, run, score, and catch the ball for outs. Yeah, I like that. That's funny. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We always appreciate when you stick around.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
Yes.